For WAMC News, I'm Elizabeth Hill. The environmental group Save the Pine Bush is celebrating 40 years of advocacy for the 3,200-acre nature preserve in Albany, New York. Save the Pine Bush was created in February 1978 at an Albany Planning Board hearing in the midst of a major snowstorm. The hearing focused on proposed developments at the nature preserve. Among those in attendance was environmental activist and Save the Pine Bush volunteer, Regin Adams.
So I got a phone call from friends that I didn't know that they were environmentalists, saying if you got boots, put the boots on and get bundled up, and you got to come over to the library so that we'd have more people, because there was no advertising and there were just a few people here at this hearing.
In the 40 years since that sparsely attended meeting, Adams and other volunteers with Save the Pine Bush say they've built an organization that has established environmental legal precedent and a nature preserve with biodiversity spanning continents. Lynn Jackson is among the organization's 20 volunteers.
The significance of the pine bush itself is that it has plants and animals from as far away as the Arctic and South Carolina, and it has this vast diversity of animal and plant life.
The efforts of volunteers like Jackson and Adams has not gone unnoticed by the staff of the Albany Pine Bush Preserve. Executive Director Chris Hoffer says, without Save the Pine Bush, there would be no Albany Pine Bush Preserve Commission.
I mean, it's a dedicated group of volunteers that spent a lot of time, a lot of their own money, to make sure that a preserve was created and a commission was created to oversee that preserve. It's really their efforts that created the organization that I work for and I've worked for 25 years.
At the celebratory dinner being held this evening at Westminster Church in downtown Albany, retired attorney Steve Downs will give a presentation on the group's legal victories.
What I think Save the Pine Bush did brilliantly was to harness the legal tools that were available in order to put the science into effect.
Downs says one of Save the Pine Bush's most important actions has been protecting the Karner blue butterfly. One of the cases Downs will be discussing is creating legal standing to save endangered species.
What is the right of any kind of a public interest organization to speak for a butterfly, particularly when it's on private land? You go into private land and say, oh, there's a rare and endangered butterfly on a lupin right in your backyard. I have to take charge of that. I have to speak for that butterfly.
Downs says his presentation is meant to inspire environmental activism and in turn educate the public about the importance of the pine bush.
I was really touched to see that, for example, in New Hampshire, they used to have Karner blue butterflies up in New Hampshire, and they kind of looked over at what Save the Pine Bush was doing, and they said, wow, we used to have Karner blue butterflies here, and we've lost them, and we want them. That's really neat what they're doing down there. And the same sort of thing happened up in Wilton, in northern Saratoga, where they have now created a preserve to save the Karner blue butterflies. But it was all because of that political energy that started from Save the Pine Bush, which is kind of radiating out to other communities and saying, see, you can do this too.